Starting today, a federal court is hearing from plaintiffs who argue the U.S. is not a safe place for asylum seekers. That court is in Toronto, in Canada. And as Emma Jacobs reports, they're challenging what's known as a Safe Third Country Agreement.
The U.S. and Canada signed the Safe Third Country Agreement in 2002. It says people who arrive in either country looking for asylum should apply in the country they arrive in first. So if an asylum seeker makes it to the U.S., then goes to a border crossing with Canada and says they want to apply for asylum there, they can be turned back. Janet Dench with the Canadian Council for Refugees describes what can happen next.
Unless they have a visa that gives them right to be in the United States, they have a very strong risk of being detained in the United States.
Her group is among the plaintiffs asking a Canadian court to strike down the agreement because they argue asylum seekers who are turned back could face harsh detention conditions in the U.S., potentially held in the same jails as people who've committed crimes. So while this case may be taking place in Canada, it's the U.S. immigration system that's on trial, explains Craig Damian Smith. He's with the Global Migration Lab at the University of Toronto.
The fundamental question in front of the courts is whether or not Canada should, given the policy changes under the Trump administration, consider the U.S. a safe country for asylum seekers, or whether we're breaching people's rights and breaching our responsibilities and obligations under the Refugee Convention.
A spokesperson for Canada's Immigration and Refugee Agency said they can't comment on an ongoing court case. But in its legal argument filed with the court, the Canadian government says the U.S. has a highly developed asylum system that grants protection to large numbers of people every year. And the government argues that many of the Trump administration's most criticized policies at the southern U.S. border, like separating families and making people wait for their asylum hearings in Mexico, don't apply to people turned back from Canada. Janet Dench is not convinced.
We're talking about someone who comes to the Canadian border, who asks for Canada's protection, and we cannot wash our hands of that responsibility saying, oh, well, it's not a big deal because there were other people that received refugee protection in the United States.
Back in 2017, we spoke to a man from Nigeria named Precious at a refugee shelter in Montreal. He and his family had fled Nigeria hoping to get asylum in the U.S., but he said they did not see a clear path to legal status there.
We're living under fear of deportation by the present immigration policy of U.S.
Believing they had a better chance of getting asylum in Canada, Precious and his family walked across the border between official points of entry. Sort of a loophole, because the Safe Third Country Agreement only applies to people appearing at official crossings.
God bless Canada, because, it's a place where our fears have been relieved for now.
Tens of thousands of people have walked across the border in the countryside, avoiding official points of entry since 2017. That's brought political backlash from some Canadians who see this as rule-breaking and cutting in line. Some immigrant advocates told me that if the Safe Third Country Agreement is overturned, it could reduce hostility towards refugees because people like Precious would go to official border crossings. But Smith of the Global Migration Lab isn't so sure. He says if a Canadian court were to decide that the U.S. is not a safe country for refugees and throw out the agreement, that could encourage large numbers of people to come from the U.S. to Canada, though there's no guarantee they'd get asylum.
As a political scientist who's been studying the politics of irregular migration around the world, I also think that Canadians could use a dose of political realism.
In other words, he says, overturning the Safe Third Country Agreement would be a win for refugee rights in the short term. But if it makes Canadians worry about refugee numbers, it could lead to less welcoming policies in the future. For The World, Emma Jacobs, Montreal.